למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי אחי ורעי, אדברה נא שלום בך. למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבקש טוב לך. למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבקש טוב לך. איי 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 איי, למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבקש טוב לך. למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבקש טוב לך. למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי אחי ורעי, אדברה נא שלום בך. למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבקש טוב לך. למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבקש טוב לך. איי 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 איי, למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבקש טוב לך. למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבקש טוב לך. Shalom haverim, hakvutzot ha-toraniyot.
Hello friends, the tents on UE for today are the Israeli group from Revadim. Groups from Revadim, Hasharon and Haver, and the right of speech goes to Hasharon group. So Hasharon, please.
רעננה, לא שומעים אתכם, אתם מדברים?
רעננה, we cannot hear you. Are you speaking?
Can
well,
hear?
Yes, now we hear you. Dear friends.
Dear friends, we are very happy to see everyone, to see the greatness of the friends. Despite all of the interruptions the Creator arranges for us, we are sitting now behind the monitors, the screens, but we feel the hearts of the friends and we try to connect with those hearts. And that's what's important, that what ties us together. All these distances, we may not be seeing each other physically, but the hearts, this yearning, to connect, we feel, and that's the most important thing. So the main thing is the connection of the hearts, as Rav says. And so we have to feel the meaning of this more and more deeply. To feel each other more and more despite these distances between us. Because the hearts speak. And the main thing is this feeling. I give the right of speech now to the Haver group.
I think
that now we're going to read an excerpt from the source. I will read it. From Rabash, Steps of the Ladder, the obligation of telling the story of the exodus of Egypt. And even though we are all wise, we are commanded to tell of the exodus. And so, even though we are already sons of the Torah and of wisdom, in any case we must awaken the root of Israel's exodus from the exile of Pharaoh. Because the most important thing is the exodus from the klipa shell and the entry into kedusha, sanctity, as all other steps are but cause and effects. Therefore we must praise and glorify the Creator, bless Him for this. And by so doing, we draw joy in all of the worlds. meaning by feeling the preciousness and importance of the freedom from the shells. To this extent, the happiness grows. And to the extent that we feel joyous, we can glorify and give praise. Therefore, every year we must awaken this root. Once again, and even though we are all wise, we are commanded to tell of the exodus from Egypt. And even though we are already sons of the Torah and of wisdom, in any case, we must awaken the root of Israel's exodus from the exile of Pharaoh. Because the most important thing is the exodus from the Klipa and the entry into Kedusha, as all other degrees are but cause and effect. Therefore, we must praise and glorify the Creator, bless Him, for this, and by so doing, we extend joy in all of the worlds. That is, by feeling the preciousness and importance of the freedom from the shells, to this extent, the happiness grows. And to the extent that we feel joyous, we can glorify and give praise. Therefore, question for a workshop, how the compelled ascent through the virtual connection gives us an opportunity to increase the spiritual connection between us for the sake of the correction of humanity. Once again, how the ascent that was forced upon us in the virtual connection gives us the opportunity to increase the spiritual connection between us for the sake of the correction of humanity. An active workshop, please.
Anything that makes us make more of an effort to connect, to make more of an effort to love each other, to be a conduit not take everything for ourselves, that's a blessed thing. It's like a spotlight shining on the point of connection between us.
Yes, we should remember to be grateful.
Humanity is moving more and more towards virtual connections. They're leaving behind physical contact and connection and moving more to an internet sort of platform. So we have all the methods, the platforms, in order to realize our connection. So from the virtual connection, we'll be able to feel a true connection, true sharing, the connection of the hearts. And then we'll be able to also give them these means, these methods.
Yes, we should remember each and every moment it comes from the Creator, so that we can prefer the friends in our hearts, connect them in our heart, not only connect to their external form.
Yes, there's greater urgency for the Creator's help. We need to work harder in order to feel the friends, to connect. It's a new phase. We need to make more of an effort. And we're given this sign from above regarding the degree we're in.
We are already aware that any such virtual connection that we go through and any additional limitation the Creator is giving us in terms of our physical connection means yet another stage in advancing towards maintaining this, the internal connection, specifically strengthening the goal, strengthening the feeling of this force that is moving all the changes that we're now going through as humanity in general, and as students of the wisdom of Kabbalah specifically.
And this inner connection is the only thing that counts. We need to see that these lines, these internet lines, just provide us another opportunity to do this. Also, you can see on the screens how all the world is connected all at once, which creates a certain equivalence of form between us and every friend in the world. Seemingly, there is a new state where each one who has the desire and woke up this morning or had this luck to have the friends wake him up, he can make all the efforts to connect, to be as one, to be a kli, a vessel. The technological means are just that, they're means. Another chair to sit on in order to truly connect the hearts.
We will move on to a quiet, silent workshop. And our thought during the silent workshop will be the following. We were given an opportunity from heaven. A time of goodwill has opened up for us from above, following the connection between us. What is the prayer with which we want to enter the lesson? Again, a question for a silent workshop. We were given an opportunity from above. A time of goodwill has opened up for us from above, following the connection between us. What is the prayer with which we would like to enter the lesson? A silent workshop.
Lai lai la lai la lai 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 la lai la lai 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 la lai 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 la lai 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 la lai la lai 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 la la lai 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 la lai la lai 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 la la lai 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 lai